Let's begin.
Okay.
And our first question, we used to bemoan the fact that the average age of farmers was constantly creeping up and none of their progeny wishing to take the challenge of keeping the family farm going. That appears to be changing, at least locally. What are your thoughts?
I'd say we're maybe in a bit of a transition time. I actually did some research just to know my exact numbers. I knew it was in the 50s, but the average farmer as of 2021 census was 56 years old compared to 49-50 in 2001. So that's obviously increased, but there's been an increase in farmers under the age of 35 across Ontario. Some of us are crazy enough to want to keep doing it, I guess. I know one stat, though, that has definitely been changing is the number of women in ag has increased by 2% in the last few years. But on average, is about 30% of farmers are women. And that's just on paper. Let's be serious. It's probably higher than that. And I know that's not just locally, but also in North America.
What would you say about larger machinery costs impacting the farmer's bottom line?
The options are getting bigger because there's less of us farming and there's acres that need to be farmed to be able to sustain our food supply. We don't all have 8 children working for us, so not necessarily safe to have like an 8-year-old running a 16-row corn planter or something. Also, the used farm equipment market has also been hot pretty well for, I'd say, probably 5 years now at least.
You're a seed specialist, so I'm assuming that seeds have improved since the days of my Mennonite ancestors.
I'd say the more options are becoming more available. From a soybean standpoint, there's still the identity preserve, which is like your export market variety. There's some different technologies for corn silage, but then there's also some different management things that are also available to us now, like swap mapping, which to me is a highly valuable tool that's available for scripting, as well as just being able to farm your land smarter. Obviously, everything costs money, so there's that. And there's also the sustainability aspect. People think we're not doing it. We've been trying to be as sustainable as possible forever. Lots of diversity. It's a fast-moving industry, so there's always something new. It's a moving and shaking industry, right? So if you're not in for that, it's not probably not the place for you. But only one world, and you only have one chance to do it every year. So we have lots of tools in the toolbox to utilize.
What do you like best about farm life that might cause you to recommend it to your peers?
It's a lot of things, I guess. I like to kind of be able to do our own thing. Just the basics, simple things. Like the spring is an exciting time for me. So getting into that now, and it's the beginning of the year, really, from a cropping standpoint, and just preparing for the next season from a livestock standpoint. And to me, that's really rewarding. You're planting a seed and it's producing a food source for the world or for your livestock that are in turn producing food also. And it's important. And people that aren't doing it don't realize how important it is. I'd say if you're looking for something rewarding, you should look at farming because very important thing for everybody. And the other thing is I have like a young family and I think it's, again, just appreciating the small things like the stars in the sky at night and the sun and not having to worry about what your neighbor's doing across the road. The simpleness of it, I think, is undervalued or underappreciated even. I think some people don't even realize how good we have it compared to some people that are in a subdivision. Add to that is that because I am from a multi-generational farm, like to me, that's really important. So continuing on the legacy, that opportunity doesn't always come up.
So thanks again.
Hopefully I answered your questions okay.
You did.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.